Let's move on to the hot topic today. And like I said, the Twitter feed and text feed has been blowing up about Urban Meyer. And since the 1st of August, he's been on administrative leave. They had an investigation. Of course, it went on. The Board of Trustees met all day yesterday. It was I think a little bit over 11 hours. And, of course, they had the investigation committee there. Urban Meyer was there answering questions. And and it was the third, according to my sources, that was the third time that Urban Meyer sat before the committee and answered questions. It was the first time he sat before the Board of Trustees, but the third time with the committee to answer questions. This goes back to Zach Smith, former wide receiver coach, the grandson of Earl Bruce, legendary Ohio State coach that succeeded Woody Hayes, and allegations that Zach Smith's ex-wife Courtney made against him about domestic violence. Meyer ultimately fired Zach Smith on July 23rd after some things came to light. But frankly, I think this investigation, everything has blown up because Urban Meyer, who makes $8 million a year, stood up and lied at Big Ten Media Days. Now, I am not professing to be anywhere near as smart as Urban Meyer, and I certainly don't make a fraction of the money that Urban Meyer makes. But, you know, he said he wasn't prepared to answer questions like that. If you fire a coach, now, if Nick Saban fired a coach the week before Media Days, do you think he would be prepared for a question when he got there for Media Absolutely. Days the next week? And I mean, it's very simple. This is, you know, he went into this long drawn out with this. All that Urban Meyer had to say, and maybe Urban should hire me as his media consultant. All Urban Meyer had to say is, as you know, we had to terminate Zach Smith last week because knowledge came about of an ongoing criminal investigation that involves him and his ex-wife. He is no longer an employee at Ohio State University. Due to the fact that this is an open and ongoing investigation, I will not be able to comment. It would be improper for me to make any comments on that. And so any other questions that you have that relate back to this situation, I'm going to have to decline to answer. That's all he would have had to say.
That's right. That's right, Coach. And look, I don't think he has it in him because I get the sense that he feels he's beyond reproach. He doesn't – I mean, yeah, he's 73-8 or whatever his record is, 90%, and he's got all these credentials and accolades. But I'm surprised. All he had to do was say something along those lines or say no comment. But the fact of the matter is he lied. And then if it weren't for that, I don't even think this big of an issue because not in his defense, but in any situation, at what point, at what point does the employer have to dig into, you know, employee's personal life and determine, you know, be to legislate morality and ethics?
I am in total agreement with you there. There is because like it or not, in today's world, anytime an accusation is made, and it doesn't matter if it's to a football coach, to a politician, a quote unquote celebrity out in Hollywood, or just a normal person, if an accusation is made, no longer does innocent until proven guilty apply in the United States of America. It's you're guilty. Now, prove to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're innocent. And that puts people in, and again, I'm not trying to defend Urban Meyer here at all, but that puts people in positions of authority and in positions of being a supervisor. That puts them in a very delicate situation. Because
it does. I'm sorry, go ahead, Coach.
No, I'm just saying all you can do is follow whatever protocol that your company or university or what have it may be has in place. That's really all that you can do unless you have, you know, indisputable knowledge that certain things took place and this is why they took place and this was the outcome. Because if you don't, you're opening yourself up to a lawsuit.
Right. And this is my take, or one of my many takes on it. And this may be an oversimplification, but if I'm in that situation as an executive, a coach, which are one and the same as far as being responsible and of hiring and firing employees, if I see or even hear that, hey, this person has visible physical, you know, bruises and those type things, or obviously if I see it myself, I'm going to take action immediately and make but if it's just allegations, and I don't mean to diminish saying just allegations, I think it, let's say for instance that this was an allegation, it turned out to be unproven, and he fired Zach Smith solely on those allegations. Well, do you know what's going to happen? Zach Smith is going to sue Ohio State University and possibly sue Urban Meyer personally as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that should supersede protecting victims of domestic violence. I'm just saying these are issues that can't be – those are the components of this situation that people are forgetting.
You're exactly right. That is spot on. And also, just because you see pictures that depict domestic violence, you can be knee-jerk, no doubt about it. You can be knee-jerk and make a decision. But at the same time, to protect yourself, you better make sure that you have all of the information on exactly how those injuries got there. Because, again, I can show you pictures of someone who's been in an automobile accident, and I can show you pictures of domestic violence. In a photograph, you know, injury is an injury, and you have to know how it got there. You have to know the details. You can't make those decisions as the head football coach of Ohio State University. One thing that Urban Meyer has said that I certainly agree with him on this is you have to let the professionals take care of this and make the decisions. Now, the Powell Police Department in Powell, Ohio, right outside of Columbus, all of these allegations, Zach Smith was not arrested on domestic violence. He was arrested because he actually took his kids to the house. And again, they're all, you know, he's got his version of why that happened. You know, she's got her version. All that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the criminal justice system, the judicial system, and you've got to let those professionals do their job. It's not Urban Meyer's job to adjudicate a domestic violence case or any other type of criminal case, whether it be a DUI or what have you. It's not his job. Now, is it his job to say, hey, okay, you've got this against you, we're going to put you, just like Ohio State did with Urban Meyer, we're going to put you on leave? And also, let's remember too that the athletic director Gene Smith is not coming out unscathed. He's going to be suspended for a couple of weeks too, the first 2 weeks of September. So you have to again step away, let the investigators who are professional at doing this do their job, because you don't want to, you do not want, and no, and it doesn't matter if man, woman, what have you, no matter what the allegations are, you don't want to punish someone who's not been convicted of anything.
That's correct. And look, what I've done and what I try to do, first of all, you know me, I'm all about accountability. Everyone should be accountable. People in every, especially higher positions, they have to be accountable for their actions. And but what I'm saying is, I've taken this situation, what I've seen, I watched it all day yesterday, and I talked to some sources, and I've talked to you. What I'm doing is, I'm taking the names and titles out of the equation and just looking at it. Okay, well, if this executive, being Urban Meyer, if he makes these decisions, he's out of line. Mm-hmm. But and he can be sued for it. But again, there's common sense. If you know what's going on, or you mm-hmm. highly suspect, then you can take steps that protect you legally and mm-hmm. still get it done. I just I think it's a dangerous slope when you start expecting employers, because think about this, it could be used to fire someone with cause when it's really no cause, if they just say, well, we heard and we saw those allegations. Mm-hmm. That's the problem I see with it.
No doubt about that. All right, let's get back to the football aspect of all this, because again, we're getting ready to start college football season. We need to be talking about the games and not transfers and new rules, NCAA. Talking about the games. And regardless of how anyone feels about Urban Meyer and the way he handled this situation and the way it was botched up by really the entire Ohio State University administration, you can't deny what the man's able to accomplish on the football field. Part of his suspension is going to include the first three games. That's home games versus Oregon State, which is the opener, and then the next week Rutgers comes in. I really don't think I think I could send my dog up to Columbus those weekends, and Ohio State's going to take care of Oregon State and Rutgers. I'm telling you, I've got three dogs. I think any of the three could coach Ohio State during those two games and win. I guarantee it. Now, I think that the trip game in all of this, and it kind of surprises me. I thought they would do a two-game suspension, but
the optics of that would have been horrible.
It would have been. And I will go back to this. President Drake of Ohio State University said last night, and it kind of goes back to your point. He said, well, we're not going to come up with a solution that will make everybody happy. Well, that's not your job. What your job is to come up with the correct solution. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right? So, again, Oregon State, Rutgers, I don't think it's going to be a problem for the Bucs at all. But the third week of the season, the Buckeyes go to Fort Worth to take on TCU. I don't know, Mike, if you've ever been to Amon Carter Stadium in Fort Worth on the campus of Texas Christian University.
Have not.
It's been totally renovated in the last several years, and in my mind it lost a little bit of its mystique. But it's a lot like going in and playing at Iowa in a night game. It's just, there's just a kind of a magic that floats in the air out there in Fort Worth. And that game right there is one that I feel like that, you know, even under the best of circumstances, I would feel this way even if none of this had ever happened and Urban Meyer had never been suspended, Zach Smith would never been fired, there are no ripples in the water for Ohio State. I would have still circled this game as a trap game for Ohio State. But now, that being said, when you look at Urban Meyer, again, forget about partisanship, and I know I've talked to a lot of Alabama fans about this, even Florida fans, which I thought Florida fans would kind of think more of Meyer since he won them a couple of national championships. But of course, you know, those fans are going to despise Meyer just for the fact that he's Urban Meyer. But I've talked to buddies out on the West Coast that they don't like Urban Meyer. You know, they just don't like him.
So we just don't know many people that do, Coach.
Really? And so but take all of the personalities out of the situation, okay? I mean, the man can coach. And you were telling me a little bit about something that it was crazy because, you know, Ohio State was projected, you know, to again win 10 plus games or what have you, and then when all this happened and Meyer was pulled from the team, that Vegas went nuts.
Well, they did. When Meyer was put on leave, I believe August 1st, the casinos took the over-under win total off the board. Now, that over-under was 10.5, which means they can only afford to lose one because it's regular season games only. It doesn't include the Big Ten championship game or a possible spot in that or a bowl game. So, out of the 12 regular season games, the over-under win total was 10.5, which obviously means they could only afford to lose one game if you played the over. Now, I talked to three different odds makers out in the desert. Two of the three said if Urban Meyer was fired, quit, suspended for the entire season, and they decided to put the over-under back on the board, it would not be 10.5. They would drop it down to 9.5. Now, some of you may think, well, that's only one less win, but that's the equivalent to moving a point spread for a game from Pick'em to 7 points, and it shows you how much respect he has from the Vegas casinos.
Again, the man can coach, and one game's the difference between being in the college playoffs and not being in the college playoffs.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike, thanks for being with us this segment. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side with more college football on Inside the Numbers.